Welcome to the High Performer Podcast, where we help you live deeper, perform better, and work smarter so you can experience wild success without compromising your quality of life in the process. I'm your host, Taylor Thompson. I'm a speaker, author, and high performance business strategist ready to help you make the most of your one life. Ready? Let's dive in. Welcome back to the High Performer Podcast. I am your host, Taylor Thompson, and you are getting a really deep dive, behind the scenes look at how I monetize my life, including like my business income, how my time is spent, and also my entrepreneurship evolution, like everything from the start. So these are some of the things that I get asked a lot about. It's just like, how did you get started? Have you been doing this the whole time? Like, when did you start doing this, all of this? And it is, to be honest, it is such a windy road of evolution. And so we're going to dive into that today. But before I dive into all of that, I want to remind you that Personal Brand Mastery is open for enrollment at the founder pricing until April 19th. So this is my signature program that helps you start and scale your personal brand so you can make an impact and an income by simply being you. So this program is for content creators, entrepreneurs, influencers, founders, industry experts, and thought leaders, really helping them monetize what's in their head, what's in their heart, so they can scale that impact, scale the income, and create that true entrepreneurship freedom. Of course, like you are going to find out in this episode how I monetize my life, how I monetize my personal brand. And this program is really teaching you everything that I have learned with over, oh goodness, it's been 12 to 14 years of entrepreneurship experience so far. And I am teaching all of that, including everything that I've learned from helping so many different clients grow their personal brand business. So, like I said, founder pricing closes on April 19th. All the links to join the program are below. When you join before April 19th, you lock in that founder pricing for the life that you are in the program, which is $197 a month versus $297 a month, which it will be after April 19th. So this is one of, actually, this is my favorite program that I've ever created. And so I would absolutely love to have you in it. If what I'm talking about in this episode and even the last few episodes is something that you're really jiving with and you're like, yes, I want to make this a reality for myself, this program is designed to help you with that. So like I said, all the details are below. All right. So let's dive into my entrepreneur evolution. So I'm going to go back way to the beginning and then end with like where my personal brand is right now, how I monetize my life right now, and even what I'm going to be doing in the future. So let's start with the past. I grew up in a very entrepreneurial family. This is something that I just always knew that I wanted to be an entrepreneur because I was able to see the freedom and flexibility that it gave my family members. And I wanted that too. You know, I had parents who were able to be super present with my brother and I growing up and flexible enough to do the family vacations and make it to all the school events and non-school events and things like that. And it was really cool. You know, even grandparents, I had grandparents on both sides were entrepreneurs. Just seeing what that life was like was something that I really wanted. And getting stuck in a corporate, like 8-to-5, 9-to-5 job was something I was absolutely not interested in at all, although I did do it for a little bit. So I'll talk about that in a second too. So I knew that I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I just fell in love with the lifestyle that entrepreneurship gives people. And of course, yes, entrepreneurship has its cons versus working for somebody or being an employee. But to me, the pros, I mean, blew the cons out of the water. So again, like you are probably not new to my personal brand and kind of being in my like business world, but I am super passionate about making the most of life. I believe like life is just so precious. And I see so many people not fully living theirs until Q3 and Q4 of life. And I think entrepreneurship is the greatest vehicle to giving you the life that you want. And so much of that comes from the time flexibility and time freedom, and also the income flexibility and income freedom as well. And just the ability to make such a bigger scaled impact when you work for yourself versus being an employee. I just feel like that ceiling is put on you and there isn't a lot of room for growth. And this is just my personal opinion. That was not a direction that I was interested in going in. So that's a little bit about where that entrepreneurship fire came from for me. So I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. And in high school, I was absolutely obsessed with my drafting class. It was so amazing. I loved it so much and was like, absolutely, I'm going to be an architect. I was like, I want to be an architect. I'm doing it. I love it. This is so cool. I was spending lots of my free time in high school, just in my drafting class, like after hours, even going in on the weekends and working on my house plans and drawing plans and things like that. So when I got to college, I joined the architecture program and did that for either, it was one or two semesters. And I loved it. I loved the classes, but I realized that what I loved more was time freedom and seeing, you know, seeing kind of the behind the scenes of the architect life, which is really cool. And I still have a passion for that. Seeing the behind the scenes of so many late nights at the office, and many architects don't end up working for themselves until their mid 30s, maybe even when they're 40. I just kind of saw that track for myself. And that was just not the track that I ended up wanting to go into. So I dabbled in like a few other majors, just really trying to figure out what it is that I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur, but I didn't know what I wanted to be an entrepreneur in so much. And I ended up getting my degree in, it was called Sustainability in the Built Environment. So it was a degree that I actually created because I found a career online, just like doing lots of research. And it was basically being a green building consultant for municipalities. And I thought that that sounded so cool. So kind of from the get-go in college, I was like, I want to be a consultant and work for myself that way. And being able to monetize my passion and what's in my head and what's in my heart and help the, you know, the built environment, homes, buildings, things like that be more eco-friendly and healthier, like for our bodies. So I found that. And at my college, there wasn't a major for that. So I went and talked to my counselor and she told me about this program called Individualized Program of Study. And it was something that you could basically apply for. You created your own curriculum. You had to go in front of the board and submit what your curriculum is, why you chose that type of curriculum, all that kind of stuff. I did get denied the first time. They sent me back a couple suggestions for changing things. And then I sent it back a final time and it got approved. So it was super cool because I was the only one at the college and in most colleges that had that degree. So that was super fun. Part of that, because I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur, was joining the entrepreneurship program. So I ended up getting an entrepreneurship minor, also a business administration minor as well, and like fell in love with the entrepreneurship program. So I joined this organization on campus called Collegiate Entrepreneurship Organization, CEO, and that was a national organization, tons of universities across the country had that organization available at the colleges. And loved it and ended up being I think I was president for one or two years. I think I was vice president for a year and then president my senior year. And yeah, just loved it so much. So between that and a lot of my entrepreneurship and business classes, those ended up being a lot of my favorite ones versus like the construction and community and regional planning, architecture. I still loved that. I just loved business so much more. And some of our projects were like, we had to start a business in college. I mean, like for a class, for a semester. And then also we had to do lots of like consulting with like local businesses. We were doing this for free, but I got a lot of experience doing that. So in college, I was basically a marketing consultant for some of these local businesses in Lincoln, Nebraska, which is where I went to college, and was doing that for free for my class. We were writing reports, things like that. So that was more specifically for brick and mortar businesses in the local economy. And then also I started doing, I loved like technology and stuff like that. I don't love it as much anymore, but at the time I loved it. And so I actually worked part-time. I had a part-time job for the environmental studies department, which was another bulk of where I had kind of my degree from. It's a lot of the environmental studies classes. And so I basically did all of their web development work. So I taught myself how to like custom code websites, and I was doing a lot of that. I was also doing social media management for our CEO organization on campus. I was also started a second organization that I was doing the social media for, and then also joined a third organization that I also was doing the social media for. So I started dipping my toes into social media management and marketing, website development, like custom coding, and was also doing marketing consulting for the local businesses. And I loved it. It was a lot. Looking back, I'm so glad I did all of that because it really set the foundation for where I am today. And then the business that I started was actually with my mom. So we actually legit started this business, and it was a part of a class that I was taking that we had to start a business. And my mom and I like actually did it and ran it for a lot of years. So we started an online ethical fashion boutique. We did pop-ups, we had vendor booths, but mostly we did like online sales. We were blogging, learning about Pinterest, learning about point of sale, actually running an e-commerce business, buying and housing inventory, shipping out. Oh, it is not a business that I want to get into again. It was so great, and it for so many different reasons, but the e-commerce business is lifestyle that I don't necessarily want with all of the shipping out. Like, you're just kind of constantly on. So many people are like, selling products is amazing. I'm like, selling products is amazing if you don't have to like house inventory and ship them out and things like that. It comes with a level of responsibility to every single day potentially be sending orders out and things like that. So it was super cool. It was called Day 22 Boutique because we really wanted to help inspire people to make better choices when it came to their wardrobe and things that they were purchasing. So nothing that we had in our online boutique was made in a sweatshop. Most everything was either made in the United States or is fair trade certified. Most of what we had was also organic textures, organic cottons, things like that. So it was super special. And so we started that in college. I think I was 20 when we started that. And then post-college, so I graduated with my sustainability and built environment degree, and then realized people in the Midwest were not hiring for that at the time. There were a couple positions available in some municipalities, but they were filled already by people who had seemed like they were going to stay for the long haul. And my husband was going to chiropractic college in Kansas City. And so I was like, okay, while I'm figuring this out, I'm going to get a job in the insurance industry, which my family had an insurance business in Nebraska for so many years. So I had experience working part-time at that. So I did that. I took a corporate job for a couple of years while we lived in Kansas City. And I was still doing a lot of the above things. We were running the online boutique. I was doing actually like website development and social media management for, and like marketing consulting for entrepreneurs and business owners, severely undercharging. Oh my goodness. There was a time I was charging like $100 a month for social media management, like managing Facebook and Instagram. I'm like, I look back and I'm like, oh girl, Oh, Taylor, what were you thinking? But that's what we do, right? We just kind of throw some spaghetti at the wall and we learn by doing, right? We learn by doing it. So I was still doing all of that above and was enjoying it, was definitely kind of starting to get stressed out a little bit, having like the day job and all of these things on the side. Well, to add to all of that, my husband and I, post-college, really started falling in love with health and wellness. And of course, he was in chiropractic school at the time. When we were in undergrad, when we were in college, we started getting more into health. So like even freshman year of college, we started dabbling with going gluten-free, even dairy-free. We weren't fully gluten and dairy-free until I would say maybe a few years outside of college, but we started just experimenting with it in college. We started understanding all of the toxic side effects to a lot of like prescription medications, anything that was like over the counter, even like DayQuil, NyQuil, like actually doing some research on those products and what it does to our body. And we just wanted no part of that. And so we started replacing like our traditional medicine cabinet with essential oils and whole food supplements, things like that. So anyways, we had kind of started this process of understanding health and wellness when we were in college. Then of course, when we lived in Kansas City, when he was going to chiropractic school, we just got deeper and deeper into that. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, I want to be a health coach. I love this business stuff. But to me, it was like, it was so weird, my thinking. But in my thinking, I was like, I'm not making a ton of money doing this. So maybe I should look into pursuing this other thing. So I fell in love with health coaching and I got certified by the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I became a certified holistic health coach. So I started health coaching clients. I was still doing a little bit of the business stuff on the side, but it was really just referral if it came my way. And I also realized after working with health coaching clients for about a year, I realized that the health coaching clients I was working with was really more about life than it was health. And I was like, I got to a point where I was like, I am not qualified for some of the things that these people are asking of me. And so I ended up getting a life coaching certified by the Magnetic Coach certification. So it was life and success coaching, NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming certified. I also got hypno certified and certified in time techniques and just some different modalities that helped people with their mindset and life and success in general. So I was doing all of this on the side and I was approached by a company. This is becoming a very long story. This is becoming a longer episode than I thought it was going to be. But I got approached by a local tech startup in Kansas City to help them with some of their marketing and their social media through a referral. And I met them just kind of like for an interview, really to see if I wanted to take them on as a client. And we just like really hit it off. And they were like, well, I know we're asking you to come on to just kind of help us with some social media stuff, but would you be interested in just working for us full time? And it just felt like such a good connection. I ended up taking a huge pay cut doing it, but I ended up leaving my corporate insurance job and working for this tech startup in Kansas City, worked with them for a few years. It was so sad when I left, when we moved to Missouri, but I ended up working my way up. They made me COO, which is chief operations officer of the company, which was really cool. That was such an incredible experience. Again, just layering on all of my knowledge with entrepreneurship and business. That was where I started to learn how to hire and fire people, to manage a team, operations. I was creating SOPs for the company. I was also running the marketing department. And it was really amazing experience. So when my husband got out of chiropractic college, he got his dream job in Troy, Missouri, which is where we live right now, which is outside of St. Louis. And so we moved there. That was when I left the tech startup. I could have potentially done it remote, but that it just would have been so much. So we moved to Troy and I went fully on my own. I think it was maybe around 2017 or 2018. And I was still doing the like health and life coaching, but I missed the business consulting so much. So I went back to it. And I was doing business and marketing consulting. I wasn't doing social media management, but even just like social media consulting and coaching with people. And I just felt this tug, like you're probably starting to see a pattern here. I just felt this tug that I also missed health coaching too. And I was just listening to really, really terrible advice from people in the online entrepreneurship space that you absolutely have to niche. And so I had a lot of mentors and people in the online space that were telling me, you need to just pick one and like be okay with it. And that I just felt like a piece of me was dying inside if I just had to pick just working with people on their business or just working with people on their health. So I ended up doing some research on people who were kind of doing both. And one of the people that I've been following for so long is Brennan Burchard. So I was like, he has a certification program where he teaches people how to work. I mean, it's essentially with high performers, right? And so I got certified as a certified high performance coach through Brennan's High Performance Institute. And I really combined both businesses. I was able to do like the business consulting. I was doing like health and performance and productivity consulting, and I just loved it. And that's really what I've been doing ever since, is working with those different aspects. So I just married it all together under one roof because I am my personal brand. Yes, for me, I was trying so hard. I was like, at one point I was like, okay, I'm going to grow two separate companies. I'm going to have this health business and I'm going to have this business consulting business. And then I also have this boutique with my mom. Like, it's going to be three businesses and it just is what it is. And so I was trying to like, I literally had domains and websites for each of them. I was managing, it was so much. And so when I combined everything, it was so much better. I didn't combine the boutique. That was very clearly a separate business. And in 2020, we ended up closing the boutique business, not because of the pandemic, but my mom and I had just moved on to other chapters in life, and it didn't 100% make sense for either of us individually to continue growing that business. So we did close it. And then also what I didn't mention as well is in 2021 to 2023, I had a retreat business with a partner, and we did close that business last fall in November. So that was a bummer, but it was really amazing. We hosted two sold out retreats and that was so, so much fun. Lots of really great experience there. Incredible people that I've met through that business. It was amazing. And yeah. And then here I am. Here I am. So that was basically everything that kind of got me to this point. Lots of twists and turns. But one thing before I kind of dive into currently what I'm doing in my business, one thing I want to point out is that while I was trying to make each of these things as their own separate brand, number one, that is so much work from a logistics standpoint, managing multiple websites, multiple Instagram accounts, multiple email accounts, all of this stuff. It's a logistical nightmare. And two, I really was asking myself, like, what is the thing that pulls all these things together? And it's me, right? You know, I started listening to my clients and asking like, what was it that got you excited to work with me? Or like, what was the thing that was like, yes, I'm going to hire Taylor. And they were like, it's you. And I was like, oh, not that I like do business consulting. They're like, yeah, that's like a part of it. But you have this diverse range of knowledge. And I just like fell in love with you. I've had multiple people tell me that. Like when I say multiple, I mean a large majority of my clients were like, I'm not hiring you specifically because of the service that you marketed. I'm hiring you to like be in your energy. And that's really what a personal brand business is. And so many of you listening have this already, right? So many entrepreneurs don't understand that they are a personal brand. They're trying to build this brand that's outside of themselves when really they start to think about it and people are coming to them because of who they are, not necessarily what they do. Okay. So this really got me realizing, okay, I'm a personal brand and I started running my business so much differently. So here is what I am doing right now. So this is very niche into like the different ways that I'm making money, about how much time it takes me to manage these income line items. And and away we go. Okay. So like you have been able to see, like I have experienced monetizing just about everything under the sun when it comes to my personal brand, but here is my current and like future breakdown. So first things first, I have the Personal Brand Mastery Program, which I talked about a little bit at the beginning of this episode, because I have helped so many entrepreneurs with this and just realizing like, what is the commonality here? Majority of the entrepreneurs that I help are a personal brand. So it's like a personal brand business has a specific strategy in place that's so much different than a company brand or a brick and mortar business. So I put this all together in a program. So that program brings in four figures a month for me and takes about 3 hours of my week to maintain that line item. Also, like I mentioned, my husband and I in college started getting into more natural health, more holistic health, working with our bodies instead of against them. And so we started using products from a company called doTERRA, and we had done a ton of research on it. So we've actually been using the products for about 12 years. And this was something that we're already sharing the products with people because they've just totally changed our lives. And, you know, we align with the values of the company. I've been able to meet the founders of the company and sit down and have conversations with them. And the products are just completely unmatched like anything on the market. So it's like one of my favorite companies for products. I have lots of different products and affiliates that I share about, but this one in particular, of course, has a residual income type of model. So it's like network marketing. And that was something that was super attractive. I was like, I'm already sharing these products. So a couple of years ago, I started more seriously sharing the products and building a team with that company. It just made so much sense because I was sharing this already. And I have other affiliates that I work with. But so many other affiliate accounts are set up in a way that you make a sale either only the first time or you only make that commission if somebody uses your link or your code. So if they don't use your link or code, you might have shared with them about this product and then you don't get any commission. So I loved this model where people basically create an account when they make an order and you make commission off of every time that they order. And also you're able to attract other like wellness advocates and people to build this income stream as well, like starting out to build a team. So that income line item brings me four figures a month and takes me about 3 to 5 hours a week to maintain. And then I have some other affiliates and like products. So the major one right now, I have about 10-ish that I promote. But another like more major one, I would say all of those other ones bring me somewhere between like less than $50 a month right now each. It's not a ton. But one of my favorite affiliates that's also a residual model is Kajabi. So that brings me about three figures a month right now. Take 0 minutes of my time to maintain that right now. Also, I have my best-selling book, More Life, and that brings in about three figures a month. And right now, I am embarrassed to say it takes me zero of my time to maintain that because I really have not been promoting my book as much because I'm actually writing book number two. And so part of my energy is just like completely shifted to book number two. But right now that brings me about three figures a month. So it's nothing crazy, but still a good line item. And then also I do one-on-one consulting. So consulting, also like chief growth officer, like business advisory services for entrepreneurs. Right now, that's about mid four figures a month that brings me. It takes me about 10 hours a week of my time right now. Also, I do paid speaking and retreat hosting and workshop facilitation. So there are some months that I don't have speaking engagements, and that's really on purpose right now. I'm kind of taking a break from speaking until the fall, but over a year span, that is a five-figure a year line item for me and takes me about 4 to 5 hours per event. It definitely depends on the event and how long it'll take me to prep, but roughly 4 to 5 hours per event. And that line item brings me in five figures a year. Also, I host digital workshops and sell those replays. So right now that brings in three figures a month, nothing crazy because I don't have any funnels or anything that's going to them. I don't promote them a ton. Right now it brings in three figures a month and doesn't take any of my time. because I'm really not promoting them right now. And then also I have a second company. So of course, oh man, I've had multiple companies at this point, but I have another one outside of my personal brand that's active. It's called Wellness Business Mastermind that I co-own with my friend and client, Dr. Natalie Underberg, who is the PCOS doc. And she also is a co-founder of Roland Functional Medicine. And we host workshops. We take on one-on-one clients and host masterminds that are specifically for wellness entrepreneurs, and we help them grow. So we kind of do like what we have been able to do with her business together, because we've been working together in a professional capacity for about 4 or 5 years now. And we do that for other clients, which is super fun. And that's been super fun for us to do together because we are besties and we think a lot alike. So, and our business strategy is very similar. And so that's a lot of fun. So that is really just kind of my current breakdown of income and time spent in my personal brand. I do have a team. So that has evolved a little bit over the last couple of years, but I have had a business manager / virtual assistant, Brianna. She's actually produces my podcast right now. So she has been with me for a couple of years now, and she's mainly helped produce the podcast. She's helped me with such a wide range of things. And right now she's just working on the podcast, but this summer she's going to come back and help me with some more things within my personal brand. And then also I brought on another virtual assistant. Her name is Brooke, and she is helping me manage the Personal Brand Mastery program. So if you were in Personal Brand Mastery, you will see Brooke and Brianna around commenting on some things, probably helping onboard you and answering questions and things like that, which is super fun. So I am excited because I think that my team and the roles of those two individuals are going to grow as this year goes on, which is exciting. So I have found some total rock stars for my team, and I am super dedicated to helping them, you know, fulfill their own desires for what's fulfilling for them in work and how we can, you know, kind of meet in the middle and incorporate that with what I'm doing with my personal brand. So constantly always just helping them work in their zone of genius, their zone of aliveness that really lights them up. So that's a little bit about what my team looks like. And as far as hours, before I was having Brianna work with me about 10 hours a week. And then right now I would say between the two of them, it's really probably 20 hours a month total. But with some of the things that I have coming up, which I'm going to talk about next, I am definitely going to be needing more help from my team for sure to help bring these things to reality. So that is a little bit about the current sitch. The future sitch of my personal brand is where I'm actually kind of moving a little bit into kind of two branches of Taylor Thompson HQ. So one is like personal brand and business branch, and the other one is more like performance and productivity branch. They're all still under the Taylor Thompson personal brand, but sometimes those are two different people that I'm helping. And sometimes it's the same person, right? Sometimes I have people come to me who want both sides. They want the business side, they want the performance and productivity side. But sometimes I have people coming to me for just separate things. So I kind of have some different ideas of how that's going to be structured. So bird's eye view, that's a little bit about how we'll kind of internally be structuring that a little bit, and even like some updates to the website and things like that. Okay, so as far as my income in the future, here is kind of that breakdown, like where we're putting our focus. I don't really have time estimates for this stuff yet because a lot of these projects that we're moving into for my business are going to take a lot of time to get up and going and set up, and not a lot of time to maintain. But I'm just not super sure exactly at this moment how much time it's going to take to get these up and going, but I'll keep you along for the ride for sure. So first things first, moving forward with the Taylor Thompson personal brand, we are focused first and foremost on residual income streams. So these are basically residual and recurring. So these are the income streams that you work for once and continue to generate revenue off of in the future, regardless if you're working on them or not. So one is the Personal Brand Mastery Program. So that's not a residual program, but it is a 12-month program. So when people enter Personal Brand Mastery, they are paying monthly to be in that program for 12 months, right? So when somebody joins, I can guarantee that income every month for 12 months. So for example, you know, before April 19th with the founders pricing, if let's say 10 people were to join this month, then I can guarantee that my business will generate $1,970 a month for the next 12 months because I had 10 people join the program who are paying $197 a month for 12 months. So you see what I mean? It's basically like that booked out recurring revenue. And I will tell you, a lot of people stay after 12 months. So a lot of people will continue staying and getting support and strategy in that program even after 12 months. So that's something that I know, and that's like really where my heart is this program. So that is something that it is a big goal of ours by the end of the year to be bringing in five figures a month from Personal Brand Mastery. And yeah, so that's focus number one. Focus number two is that doTERRA residual affiliate income, because it is residual, as I grow, just sharing about the products that I recommend from this company, my income grows with that. So by the end of the year, I'd love for this to be in the high four figures a month of income into my personal brand. Focus number three is Kajabi. So like I mentioned before, so Kajabi, I didn't even specify before like what this even is. You're probably like, what word is that? So this is where I house all my online courses. I do my email marketing. I host my CRM. I used to host my website through this platform, but it's basically an all-in-one platform that I love. I've been using it for, oh goodness, I have been using this program for probably 6 years now and absolutely love it. I replaced a lot of different platforms that I was paying for to do this like all-in-one platform. So there's a lot of reasons that I love it. I use it to sell all my digital products. It's very like scalable. It helps you like also put together funnels, so you're not having to do this in multiple platforms and getting them all to talk to each other. So anyways, right now Kajabi is bringing in three figures a month of residual income. And by the end of the year, I would love that to be four figures a month. So we have some like cool things that we're going to do to start marketing the Kajabi affiliate link and some different ways that I can help make an income for you and an impact for you through this platform, which is super cool. So number one, our focus really is on residual. So this is that working smarter, not harder income streams, the things that you work for now, but you continue to generate revenue off of in the future, right? Versus if you are working with somebody one-on-one this month, it's not guaranteed that they're going to be working with you one-on-one next month. And so to create that income again for yourself next month, you have to get another client next month, right? It's kind of that hamster wheel of business. So we're putting most of our focus on residual. Second is then we're putting our focus on scalable revenue sources. So this looks like affiliates and books. So other affiliates that aren't residual, right? So other affiliates that, yes, I make a commission when somebody purchases, but I don't make a commission every time like I would Kajabi or doTERRA. So affiliates, books. So the More Life book, also book number two, some other companies and products that I love promoting. Those are scalable things that I can post about them or send an email about them. It's the same amount of time for me to market it, whether zero people buy or whether 100 people buy. Same thing with digital products and courses. So by the end of the year, I hope for this line item to be making four figures a month. So in Q3 of this year, we're going to start bringing back some private pod courses, doing more digital workshops, things like that. And then also I am launching a mastermind. I don't know if it'll end up being this year or next year, but I know what this is and I can't tease it yet. Casters will probably be the first to know anyways when I have details on all of that. But that mastermind, when I do launch it, that will be five figures a year because it's not going to be something that is necessarily monthly, right? Because it has a start and stop date. So that'll be a five-figure a year line item. So those are all scalable things. So not necessarily things that are recurring or residual, but that are scalable. So just working smarter, not harder. And then third and last is things that are just active streams of income. So these are things that it's just kind of one-time income, and I do have to show up in order to receive that income and fulfill on that income. So one is brand partnerships and podcast sponsors. So I'm excited to start bringing this as a focus, like probably this summer. And I would love for that to be four figures a month in revenue. Then also I'm going to continue doing consulting and speaking. I just don't want that to be a huge chunk of my revenue because I do like taking my breaks. And it's been really nice since I have done that. Old me would have been like, are you kidding me, Taylor? I can't believe you're taking breaks, but I really enjoy it. This is what building a life first business is all about. So consulting and speaking, I still want to be bringing in four figures a month from that, but I want it to be kind of bonus income in case there's a month that I don't want to do any speaking or consulting. Then lastly is my dance class. So starting in May or June, I will be teaching hip hop classes locally in the town that we live in. And that is not a huge income generator. I'm not doing it for the income. I'm doing it because it's a ton of fun and it's something I've always wanted to do. I have a dance background. And so bringing just even attending dance classes the last couple of years has just lit my soul on fire. So I'm excited to start teaching this, but that will bring in just a little bit of income here and there too, which will be fun. So that's a little bit about the future money. And then I'll talk a little bit about marketing and then my thought process around some of these things. And then we'll wrap up the episode. So marketing, I am also putting a huge focus on working smarter and not harder when it comes to marketing and pursuing more marketing channels that work for me that aren't necessarily active. Like social media and Instagram are things that, guess what? If you want to continue to make revenue from Instagram, you probably have to continue posting on Instagram, right? If you stop posting on Instagram for a month, you're probably not generating income from Instagram. So I like personally, because I also love taking breaks from social media, I don't love that to be a marketing source that my business relies on for a ton of reasons. I have a podcast episode about that a few back. So more of a focus on email marketing to really nurture my people. Also, we're going to be doing lots of blogging, SEO, and Pinterest. And those are things that grow over time. About 6 months in utilizing that strategy, you really start to see more cold traffic coming to your website and purchasing and things like that. Also, guest podcasting. This is another thing that can bring in income for years to come. And it's something I also love doing. I love being interviewed and being able to share some insight on other people's podcasts and providing impact that way. So guest podcasting. And then fourth is going to be YouTube in 2025. So I've wanted to do this. I wanted to start this last year, but just being super realistic with everything, it's going to be a 2025 thing for me, but YouTube is going to be a huge marketing strategy for my personal brand. I'm excited for that. And also YouTube is a working smarter, not harder strategy because it's something that can continue to grow after you have done the work for it. And then lastly is just active marketing strategies. So doing speaking and workshops is kind of a double money maker for me and a double way to make an impact because I get paid to host, like to do speaking engagements and also to host workshops. And then a lot of times I have people hire me that have seen me speak or been in one of my workshops or purchase something from me in the future. So it is a marketing strategy and also a way to bring in revenue. So that's something, it's one of my favorites. I talk about this in Personal Brand Mastery too. I can help you do that as well. And then the last two is Instagram and LinkedIn. So I'll be changing out my Instagram strategy pretty drastically come this summer. But Instagram and LinkedIn are things that I still do want to be active on. But again, I don't want my business and my income to rely on those two things because if I want to take a break, I want to take a break from those, especially social media. This was a lot. This was a lot, I know. Hopefully this answered most of your questions as far as kind of my background and how I've gotten to do what I'm doing now, a peek behind the curtain into what my personal brand is right now, what it is moving forward. And I know this seems like a lot, but 2024 is a big building year for me for two main reasons. So one is money, right? So I had talked about like there's a huge focus on these income streams that grow over time, regardless if I'm continuing to show up and do the work for them. So the goal is actually to go into 2025 with five figures a month of booked out and or recurring revenue that's already set. So come December of this month, I want to be able to say, okay, in 2025, every month I have over $10,000 a month of booked out revenue, like for every month in 2025. So then when I generate new income in 2025, everything is just bonus. So that's a huge focus for me, especially building a life first business and something that I can take more breaks from if I want to be able to do that. And then also from a time perspective, this is a big building year for me. So like I mentioned, it is going to take a lot of time from me and my team to get everything set up this year. But even then, I'm still looking for 2024 at only needing to work 15 to 20 hours a week. But I'm definitely going to utilize the other 20 to 30 hours a week to build for the future. So it's nice that if there's a week that I really don't want to do a ton of work, I don't have to. But if I want to, I can. And I know that all of that extra time outside of the 15 to 20 hours a week are things that are building for that future income and that future impact. So some of these things that I want to bring forward to make a bigger impact in the world. So then time-wise in 2025, I would love to be set up that I only need to work 10 hours a week and everything else that I do in my personal brand is really just bonus. Another thing that I'm going to be doing is I'll actually also be starting another company. I thought I would actually start this company this summer, but honestly, I really want to get all these projects set in stone and working for me before I take on another company. So this next company definitely is going to take a bigger team as well. So I'm going to have to be doing lots of interviews, things like that. I'm really going to have to be stacking the lead pipeline for this company before we even launch it. But I'm thinking 2025 is going to be a great year for this company. So that's all that I can say about it for now. Hopefully I can announce something later this year. I'm also potentially open to having a partner for that company as well. I doubt it, but I'm open for opportunities too. So really what my whole personal brand is about is really helping people make the most of their life, right? Through how they utilize their time, you know, productivity, through performance and holistic wellness, how they feel, the energy that they have to take on the day and to feel good about things. And also entrepreneurship, right? Specifically a business that's built around your life, right? Like a personal brand business. So these are kind of the core of what I believe people really need to truly make the most of life. Also, I'm passionate about like networking, building relationships, connection. That's a huge piece of it. Also wealth and money. That kind of ties into the entrepreneurship piece as well. But ultimately, I monetize all these. So these are things I'm passionate about. I have expertise in, I have experience in, and I monetize all of them through my personal brand. And that's what it looks like, right? I'm able to do brand partnerships, affiliates, courses, podcast sponsors, books, consulting, all of these things. Because I built a personal brand business, I was able to monetize all of this. So if this sounds good to you, if you want to monetize your life and expertise and passions too, I would love if you would join us inside Personal Brand Mastery. This is really what it's all about. We have all the information linked below. And don't forget to apply by April 19th so you can lock in that founder pricing before the pricing goes back up to its original price of $297 a month, which is still going to be a heck of a deal because this summer, we have some really cool curriculum upgrades that we're making. I can't say any more about that. Sorry, lots of just teasing in this episode, but I will let you know when we start doing that this summer. So anyways, we would love to have you in Personal Brand Mastery. I'd love to help make this a reality for you. If you have any questions about the program at all, be sure to send me a DM on Instagram at HeyTaylorThompson. You can also email my team at team@HeyTaylorThompson.com if you have any questions as well. And I will see you for another episode next week. Thank you so much for joining us this week on another High Performer episode. Podcasts are so freaking amazing, but one of the things I dislike about podcasts is that it's kind of a one-way street, and I want to connect with you. I would love it so much if you would send me a DM on Instagram at @KTaylorThompson telling me what you loved about today's episode. Thank you again for joining me, and I can't wait for you to catch next week's episode.